Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast that is recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast, and people are finding us every single day. We get messages from people saying, my God, I'm only after finding you. So if you have just found us, you're very welcome along. And there's a backlog of about, how many episodes are there that people can listen to now? 500 or something like that?
There is, yeah.
There's more than that, I think. There's a huge backlog of episodes because we've been here for like 4 years. So if you're just finding us, you're very welcome along. And check us out on Spotify, where all the episodes of Opinions Matter can be found. And we've had some very interesting debates and topics over the last 4 years. Now, before I discuss what we're going to talk about today, and it's a very serious conversation and one which I'm sure you're going to want to get involved in, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsor that you heard at the start of this podcast, shophum.com. That's Hum with two M's, shophum.com. Now, Shop Hum is where you can split your payments on purchases of up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners, such as Easy Living Interiors, DID, Harvey Norman, B&Q, or DFS. So with Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases online, in store. They have loads of different retail partners across a wide range of industries like home, electrical, health, and beauty. So if you are in the market for a new item, could be one of those top-of-the-range bikes that is really, really expensive, you can apply for credit with Hum and split the cost of the payment. And applying is so, so easy. You can do it online, which is at shophum.com, or do it in the shop that you are buying the item is in. Because, as I said, many of the shops do have a deal going with Hum. So buy now, pay later with Hum. It's that simple. And don't forget, it's Hum with two M's. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? Well, Gareth contacted us over the weekend with a very long and heartfelt message. And our team spent 2 days of the weekend trying to convince Gareth to come on. Mm-hmm. We weren't pressurising him into coming on, and he may come on before the end of the podcast. He said to Amanda that he may,
yeah,
and you'll see how it's going. I can understand why he doesn't want to come on,
yeah,
after seeing some of the comments online, and I'm going to read you out Gareth's story. And I can completely, we never force people to come onto this podcast, do we, Katie?
No.
Like no. We did ask him a few times. We said it'd be better if he came on to tell the story, but it's his choice.
Yeah.
He may change his mind. We'll see by the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
So here's what Gareth says. I'm listening to your podcast for years and have never contacted you before, but something happened a month ago that still has me upset and angry at the same time. Actually, angry is an understatement. 9 weeks ago, I lost my wife to cancer, after she bravely battled it for 18 months. And again, we've said this to you off air, I'll say to you as well on the podcast, I'm very sorry for your loss. That must have been an awful, awful 2 years. Losing a partner to cancer, losing a partner to anything is horrific, but seeing them battle it for 18 years is also horrific. Anyway, she bravely battled cancer for 18 months. She was well known and loved where she lived. And last week, a friend showed me comments that were being posted on Facebook and Twitter about her death from anti-vaccine trolls. That's what he said. Blaming the COVID vaccine on her cancer and calling it turbo cancer. I've sent you some of the comments, but there were lots more besides. I was heartbroken seeing these comments from people who didn't even know her. And then he gives out some of the comments that were said. Probably got the jab. She should have done her research before getting the vaccine. Another person lost to turbo cancer. By the way, these are all comments from different people. This isn't from the same person. How fucking dare they, says Gareth. Some of the other comments, by the way, I'll just stop you there because he did send us loads of screenshots of different comments and I'll read them out for you. So many dying from the jibby jab. Jesus Christ. Here's another one. How many shots did she take in her arm? Turbo cancer.
That's terrible.
Turbo cancer. Part of the side effects of the shots. Anyway, he goes on. How fucking dare they? I asked for the comments to be removed on Facebook and Twitter, but they wouldn't take them down. Imagine grieving and having to deal with this. What is wrong with these people? I mean, anti-vaccine people. What did they get out of spreading lies? They are sick and twisted. I'd love to meet one of them face to face. Will you highlight this? Because lots of people in Bray, which is where they are from, listen to your podcast and will know my wife. And that is from Garrett.
That is horrible. Absolutely horrible. Imagine you're grieving and people do that.
Yep.
I sometimes people never cease to amaze me, honestly.
In their lack of humanity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We put it up on our own Facebook page, as we do with lots of, with any topic we discuss, we put it up on our Facebook page first. And we put this up on our Facebook page and we got very similar comments. We got very similar comments from people. And by the way, I asked Gareth, or rather I didn't, Amanda, our researcher, asked Gareth, do you want these people on the podcast? And he said, let them come on. Let them come on. If they want to come on and say that, let them come on, because I want to challenge them. And we invited them on. Let's see if they do come on to this podcast. But there you have it. You have a father who is grieving and losing his wife to cancer. And then you have anti-vaxxing, gobshite, sheep, pathetic, brain-dead morons, as many words as they can throw in there as possible, literally trolling this man and saying, did she get the jab in the arm? How, it's and just I know awful. Some of these people will hear this podcast, how bloody dare you? How dare, first of all, you have no right to ask even how someone died. Have you seen when teenagers drop dead or something like that?
How did they die?
If someone I want to put
emojis
this,
of the vaccine.
I want to put this to every single person listening to this, because one of your family or friends will die at some stage. How, it's none of your goddamn business how anybody dies. Okay? In the same way that if one of your family died and some stranger said, how did they die? None of your business. Gareth has told us how his wife passed away. Cancer. She had cancer. Okay? Women get cancer. Men get cancer. This whole made up phrase, turbo cancer, which is literally just, you can't just, by the way, and I want to say this to people who use that expression, turbo cancer. You can't just make up a phrase and then it becomes fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't say turbo pints of Guinness. They're different to normal pints of Guinness. They're turbo pints. You can't just put words together and they become medical fact. Turbo cancer has been literally, that term has been rejected by almost every single medical professional that there is. Yet you have these gobshites actually using the phrase. I want to read out a message. Stephanie Graham, who posts on Facebook, she says, you two may as well go and work for RTE. Like, sorry, Stephanie, and I know you're too chicken shit to come on as well.
No, she won't come on.
Yeah, two chicken shit.
I'm just looking at some of the comments here.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. So Stephanie Graham, two chicken shit to come on and says we should work for RTE. So you don't think that this man's plight that he's going through is worthy of airing, Stephanie? You absolute troll. I remember people challenging the government when they gave blood infected with hepatitis. She goes on, blah, 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 blah. We are entitled to ask the questions why. After all, opinions matter. Well, you were given the option to voice your opinion. You were actually given the option to voice your opinion and you chose not to. You chose not to because you know that if you're challenged, your lies will come out. So that's the first thing, okay? And secondly, no, Stephanie, you're not, and pardon my French, you're not fucking entitled. You're not entitled to ask any questions when someone who you don't know died of cancer. You're not entitled to it, okay? And I haven't been this angry for a long time, but you are not entitled. That is Garrett's wife. Nothing to do with you. You didn't know the woman. You've nothing to do with the woman. So you have absolutely no right to ask, was it the COVID vaccine? Was it the jab? How dare you, and how dare anybody that put comments like that online? Shame, shame, shame on you. And I hope it never falls on your doorstep. I hope you never have to endure whatever about having to deal with a family member dying of cancer and grieving and then going online and seeing this absolute shit show that's been going on with people. And you know what the thing that annoys me about? I don't mind someone being vaccine hesitant and not wanting to take that vaccine. That is your own business. If you don't want to take the vaccine, that is your own business. Take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. But it's these people who literally jump on everything as soon as somebody dies. Somebody dies in a car crash. Was he jabbed? I remember a few years ago, one of the Golden Girls, I can't remember the actress. The actress that played in the Golden Girls, she died. She was like 96 or something like that. And straight away, P.R.I. must have got the jab. No, she was 96. These things happen. People have always got cancer. People have always died from cancer. People die in car crashes. Everything is not down to the bloody vaccine. And these people, and I'll tell you what it is, because I've been thinking about this for the last 24 hours since Gareth got in contact with us. These anti-vaxxers, they want to be proven right. And because all along they said, oh, the vaccine is dangerous, it's dangerous. And they didn't take it. That's fine. If you didn't take it, that is fine. Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less if you took it or didn't take it. But they want to be proven right. So anytime somebody dies, no matter what it's from, if it's from cancer, if it's from Parkinson's, if it's in a car crash, if someone falls off the top of a building, if someone drowns, no matter what it is, as soon as that happens, they'll go, were they jabbed? I'm going to say this now. Anti-vaxxers, they are absolute brain dead morons. Morons. Okay? And the fact that they're moronic is proof, because very few of them will come on and actually argue with us. Very few of them will come on and dare to argue the points, because they don't have their points. They don't have points. The best you will ever get out of them is them sending you YouTube links. Have you seen this link with such and such? Have you seen this link with so and so? That's all they have. That's all they can throw at you. Links of YouTube videos. That's all they can throw at you. How dare you put this man through what he's going through at the moment to push your own agenda? So what? You're anti-vaccine? That's fine. That's absolutely fine. There's someone messaging straight away. Did his wife get the vaccine? None of your business. It's none of your business. Here's Dave. Sorry about that rant, but I just had to. That's been building up inside me. Here's Dave.
How's it going, lads? Bound to be a lively one today. In response to your man, Gareth, that is free speech. Unfortunately, you don't have to like it, but you do have to respect it, because I can guarantee we all say things that other people probably don't agree with. What I don't understand is, why do people keep complaining about, like, I was talking to someone on social media and they said something stupid or something I disagree with. The last place you should go to have any sort of reasonable discussion or reasonable debate or anything reasonable is social media. It's a fucking cesspool. It is. Facebook, Twitter is the worst. TikTok comment sections, they're all stupid. I mean, if you're the kind of person that spends hours, like, trying to, you know, so-called debate people on social media, you're wasting your time. Pick up a hobby. Go stare at a patch of fucking wall. It's a better use of your energy.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, Robbie there just before the break there was saying you're better off not arguing with these people. But Dave, that wasn't the situation. I do agree with you. When you're arguing with what's the expression? Whatever chance you have of winning an argument with an intelligent person, you've no chance of winning an argument with a stupid person. And that's actually the truth. Whatever chance you have of winning an argument with an intelligent person, with a stupid person who's gone down that rabbit hole, you were never going to win an argument. Like that woman saying we're paid for by RTE and all that, like absolute nonsense. You're never going to win an argument. But that's not what this is about. This is a two-pronged question that I have for you guys. First of all, should social media, because a lot of you are for free speech, should social media, Facebook and Twitter I'm talking about in particular, have removed these posts? And we've seen the posts, we post them on our Facebook page. Should Facebook and Twitter have removed the posts? Should they have removed those posts? Or is that fair comment? So it's not about arguing. And Gareth, by his own admission, he's told us off air, yeah, he did not engage with these people online. Didn't engage with them. He just saw the comments and they upset him. Okay? So he didn't engage with them. It's not as if he's having rows with Deco, who studied medicine from Facebook. None of that. But the comments were there and that was the problem. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. Well, annoyed, as you can hear. We're both annoyed. What do you think of this?
Well, basically, just two things before I start. The saying is, never argue with a stupid person. They'll bring you down to their level and beat you with experience.
Yep.
Also, I don't agree the post should be removed. I think these people should be highlighted, you know, and you know, literally paraded on social media, you know, so their stupidity can be seen by all.
You don't think that the comments should be removed? I mean, look, some of the comments there, like if you read them, are absolutely...
I know the person who's been attacked there, like the husband, you know, it is hurtful, but the stupidity of these people needs to be highlighted.
But like, I think it was a week after she was buried, he saw these comments online. She should have done her research before getting the vaccine. That comment is horrific.
How these people wouldn't know what they wouldn't be able to spell research? They don't do it.
But why are they being given a voice? Why are they being? Because there's so many people. I'm shocked, by the way, the amount of followers that we have, to this show that actually agree, that actually believe that she should have done her research. Like, that is horrific.
But Jenny, you have to look at the comments on your original post that you put up today, highlighting that doctor who's not a doctor, who's actually only a nurse, and who's being debunked thoroughly. I think you guys actually replied saying he's being debunked.
Oh, yes.
And I found the evidence.
Yeah, Amanda did. I won't even mention his name. But
Campbell, or whatever his name was.
Campbell. People were sending us YouTube links. He's a YouTuber that has a bit of medicine background behind him. And most of his stuff has been debunked. But people believe, because he's on YouTube, that he must be telling the truth. So you think the comments, you think the comments should stay up?
I can understand why people would want them taken down, but I genuinely believe that people's stupidity needs to be highlighted. People are too quick to hide behind social media. Like, you can be anybody you want. I could spend 5 minutes now and make a Facebook profile of, you know, call myself, you know, using a derivation of your name.
I know,
and say the most obscene things, and people wouldn't question it. They would say, you said that.
But they are harassing a family who are grieving at the end of the day.
They're stupid comments. What do you
want? But why would Facebook why would Facebook, Casey, do you know why Facebook would remove these comments?
Because it's algorithms, isn't it?
It gets more people clicking on the post, interacting with the site. Like, I was on a bus in Bray yesterday and I seen people holding the placards saying no to turbo cancers. I've not seen a single article what a turbo cancer is.
Because they made it up. They stay there for a second. They made up the expression. Darren's message is gone now. I'll try and pull it back.
Amanda,
can you pull back Darren's message there?
RT.
Turbo cancer is just an expression that was made up. Yeah? So when I could say I'm going on a turbo holiday next week. Katie, I'm going on a turbo holiday.
What does that even mean?
Means absolutely nothing. Just made it up, a turbo holiday. I had a turbo dinner yesterday. You cannot make up phrases and then they become correct. Darren says, do you realise they lied about the COVID vaccine? They said that once you got vaccinated, you can transmit it, blah, blah. Darren, that's not what this is about. Can you not focus on that? And Amanda's invited you on as well, but you're too chicken shit as well. No balls. That is not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about a family that are grieving and are being trolled by stupid people that are spreading falsehoods. That's what this is about. So forget about your people even mention, oh, we had to go for a meal to get into a pub if we weren't vaccinated. We're not talking about that. We moved on from that. We are talking about anti-vaxxers literally blaming the vaccine on a woman who got cancer. Cancer was around. And Louise says, didn't they do the same to Adrian? Yes, they did. Adrian was trolled when he announced, we'll get to that in a second, actually, because I want to go to Ross. Ross, what do you make of this?
How's it going? First off, I just want to give my condolences to Gareth again there.
Absolutely,
Okay, it's a horrible. I'm from Bray myself, so
Do you know this family?
I know of them, yeah.
You do? Okay. Did you see any of the comments? What about the ones that
I've seen all the comments, yeah. Now, what that other guy there a few minutes ago said about free speech, like, unfortunately, some of the comments can come across as free speech. Like, the one where, asking the question, did she get the jab, that is coming across as free speech. That cannot be taken down. But the likes of the stuff, like, where they're saying, turbo cancer, and she, like, when they're saying that she must have got the jab, or that stuff has to be taken down. That's not free speech. That's trolls trying to just start something on the internet, trying to get someone to bite on it and run with it from there. It's fucking disgusting.
But I would go one step further. I think even to ask, did she get the vaccine, I think that's offensive.
I can understand where you're coming from as well, Jeremy, but at the end of the day, again, that is just a question. It's just a question. They haven't said, oh, she took the jab. Did she take the jab? But, you know, they've asked the question, which is unfortunate about that one. But the rest of the stuff that they're saying is just...
Like you said there
a second ago, but you did not expect so many callers, like so many listeners to your show to be agreeing.
I know. I'm absolutely shocked. And people who we
absolutely shocked, and I'm kind of in disbelief myself.
Listen, we've had these podcasts before where we talk about the jab, we talk about COVID, we talk about this and that and everything. But people are missing the point here. Today's topic is not about the COVID jab. It's nothing to do with that. It's the fact that there is trolls online saying shit to a guy that has just lost his wife.
Yeah.
They're not human beings. They're not, they're the scum of the earth.
And the thing is as well, to these people as well, the fact that cancer rates are so high, the chances are someone close to them, and I've no doubt, by the way, Ross, that if I died tomorrow in a drowning accident, for argument's sake.
Oh yeah, you'll die because of COVID.
They literally, especially, they attack myself and Adrian especially because they think we've been pushing the vaccine for years, even though we haven't. But if I die tomorrow, I can guarantee you, the likes of Ben Gilroy and stuff like that will be all commenting online saying, oh, did he got the vax, didn't he? He was pushing the vax. He was, even though you drowned in a swimming pool, like.
Sure, 99% of deaths since 2020 have been caused by COVID.
It's just...
that's the stupidity we're dealing with. Like.
So do you believe all the comments should be taken down?
I believe a lot of them should be, yes. But like I said there, like if it's just the simple words as did she get a COVID jab, did she, that's not coming across as trolling. It is just asking. I know they shouldn't be asking it.
But they've no right to ask that question.
They don't have the right. But like your man said there again, like that is free speech. They just asked the question. It is up. Like what were they all commenting on the first place? Is it a post that he has up, or is it a post that...
No, it wasn't. It wasn't on... It was on a sort of, I suppose, a community Facebook page or whatever. Okay. Sort of a news page. And that's where so many are now dying from the jibby jab. I mean, what's the jibby jab?
So you could have any Tom, Dick and Harry coming in and comment on it.
Yeah, so if they were on his own page, he would have been able to control it.
Yeah, I understand.
But they did the same. There was a girl that passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I'll find it before the end of this podcast. But you had that girl. What's your woman that used to work on Expose? What's her name? Ashling O'Loughlin.
Yes.
Who's gone fucking La La Lulu over the last couple of years. You had her, and if you go onto her Twitter page, she's still going on about the jabs. She's absolutely obsessed with the jab. And there was a young person who died a couple of weeks ago, and I remember seeing a post from her questioning, did she have the jab? Like, that is disgusting. It's so hurtful when you are grieving for the loss of a loved one, and for people to be asking that,
I agree with you 1,000,000%. It is very hurtful for people to be asking, but then you can't stop people from asking that question.
The amount of messages coming in now, like just in complete agreement with you, Jeremy, is unbelievable. I don't think we've ever received so many messages. I literally am inundated.
What did I say? That was just so profound. That, I didn't. I just went off on it.
You're right.
I
don't think I've ever been so busy with messages. So that's why I'm probably not as involved as I usually am. The messages are flying in.
When you have our Amanda here, who's dealing with Gareth, and a grown man is sobbing to you on the phone, because of the actions of absolute nutjobs.
Yeah.
Nutjobs is all they
lunatics,
are. And I mean, freedom of speech, it has to have its limits. Yeah. We've been saying this for ages. Stay there for a second, please, Ross. Let me go to Ronan. Hey, Ronan.
Hello, how are we doing?
Good. Now, what do you want to say in this, Ronan?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with yourself. I think it's absolutely disgusting, the messages that have been on. I'm not seeing them myself now, but anybody who kind of puts any of their messages kind of anywhere, I think they're going to give their head a bit of a wobble.
But they firmly believe this, and they firmly believe that they have the right to ask a question like this, that they are doing the work of us, that they are literally questioning everything, and they have the right to do that, that they're entitled to question.
Well, I don't know about if they're entitled, probably entitled to ask a question themselves, but probably keep it to yourself, really. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be putting it on a website or on a social media. Like, you know, I mean, obviously that man might have kids, might have family who read that stuff as well. Like, you know, so yeah, I think I probably think it's proper bad, actually.
And should Facebook and Twitter have taken down the... Now, the comments weren't as bad on Twitter, but they were all over Facebook. Should they have removed the comments, or is it free speech?
I think, unfortunately, yeah, it probably is a bit of a free speech thing, isn't it? Like, you know, but you would like to think that, like, you know, these social media things would probably, like, you know, read into themselves, and, you know, but unless people probably complain about it, really, like, I mean, I don't know if it'll ever get taken down, will it?
But we have to have limits on free speech when it comes to stuff like this, when you have a grieving family that are literally distraught over what's being said.
That is abuse.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, again,
I
don't think rules on free speech should extend to that type of stuff. And I'm just thinking, God forbid, and they've done it to kids as well. Do you remember there was a kid that dropped dead playing Gaha a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
He literally dropped dead.
Yeah, and they jumped on that.
Which, by the way, happens. People have always dropped.
They jumped on that.
You can have a dodgy ticker that went undiagnosed. That's why they have those machines beside every football pitch, long before COVID vaccines or anything like that. And you had this kid who dropped dead on the pitch, and the family had said it was nothing to do with the vaccine. Please stop. Mm-hmm. Please stop linking us to it. But no, they just wouldn't back down. They wouldn't back down at all. And they literally trolled the family. And that, like, these people are demented, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely wrong. Because we know ourselves, like, you know, being from years ago, like, you know, there has been a lot of young people, like, you know, dropped dead from Hartford in sport, like, you know. So people use that kind of stuff to their agenda, really. Yeah, it's proper bad.
So... You think the comments should be removed?
Thinking about it, yeah, probably. But how do we get those removed? How do you get them removed other than complaining to Facebook and stuff like that? Like, you know.
Well, he did report them. The family reported them, and you heard Ross there on, who knows his family from Bray, and he said that lots of people have seen the comments online, so lots of people know about it. I don't know why nothing's been done about it. Stay there for a second, please, Gareth. Here is Rachel. How are you, Rachel?
Jesus Christ, like, how much of a loser do you need to be to even think that's okay to say, let alone calm it down for everyone to see? I'm actually infuriated. Like, people have just gotten too uncomfortable commenting whatever they want and using dead people to push their agenda.
And well said, by the way. And Gareth himself said that none of these... Well, he actually put out a request for anybody who made those comments to actually go to him face to face and actually say it to his face. To literally go to him and say it to him, did your wife die because she got the jab? And I don't think it would be a pretty sight. And that is the thing about Facebook and about trolling, is that people would never have the balls to say something to your face that they say to you online. Sure, they wouldn't. No. They literally wouldn't.
No. And when Adrian, they're brave behind a keyboard.
And when Adrian was diagnosed with prostate cancer that time, and people were trolling him and saying, you got the jibby jab, you got the jibby jab, and turbo cancer, these words that they just threw out. It was on YouTube, saw it on YouTube, turbo cancer. And Adrian was going through a really tough time at that time. But not one person, because I've asked Adrian this, not one person has ever said that to his face.
No.
And he's at gigs all the time. He has hundreds of people at his gigs.
It's all because they can do it behind the screens.
Yeah. Spineless. Absolutely spineless. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Chris here.
Hey, Chris.
I just thought I'd leave you a message. I'm not too sure about the signal here. Totally agree with Jeremy. And I totally feel for Gareth. It's a horrible, horrible thing. I've lost two people in my life to cancer, and I'd hate for anybody to comment negatively towards them. They're just low-life scum with nothing else better to do. They probably don't have jobs and probably think up beekeeper warriors themselves and everything like that. So, yeah, it's disgusting. I haven't seen the bad comments, but yeah, it would really piss me off. Anyway, guys, hope you have a good day.
Thanks, Chris. Let me go to Gareth. How are you, Gareth?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. What do you make of this?
Good. Look, it's a mix of both things, I think, as well. Look, we all know about keyboard warriors and people writing hateful, and you actually commented and replied from the comment I put up. While I don't agree with anything that was put out there, like, as in hurtful towards a family grieving, anything like that. But I do think there should be a healthy debate on that other issue, which is nothing to do with the cancer, nothing to do with the, just a healthy debate on vaccinations. You know, like there has to be a time and a place where people can actually turn around and say, well, this person might have been injured, and being able to talk about it, because I've witnessed the opposite side to that.
In what way did you?
My father got an injection, and literally within 3 days he had a reaction. And I'm talking to doctors; everyone told him that it was nothing to do with the vaccination.
And he was
he had a rash. This is a man who does chin-ups all day, keep fit fanatic, you know, worked his whole life, you know, and he only got a pure peer pressure because he wanted to travel, you know. We all know, kind of going back that length of time, about the peer pressure people were put under. I'm glad myself personally I didn't go in and take it, and I said it even on my comments that everyone has their own perspectives and their own beliefs about whether something is good or bad for you. And I think people make their own perspectives on, like what we've seen with the comment on. Now, I don't agree with that. I think that's horrible to put under a family's, you know, but that's just the internet. I don't think that it's fair to turn around then and say, oh, everyone that mentioned a side effect is like that lad that put that comment. I don't think that's fair either.
Oh, no, because there have been side effects to the vaccine.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I know people as well that have side effects. And with every vaccine, there's side effects, a minimum amount of side effects. In the same way that if you open a packet of Nurofen, you'll have a list of a possible side effect. Anything you put on your body, there's a possible side effect to it. But it's the fact...
Exactly.
But it's the fact that these... And I agree with you, but you're never going to get a healthy balanced debate with some of these people, but the fact is a lot of these people have gone so far down the rabbit hole, and there are people who will listen to this podcast and say that we haven't put anti-vaxxers on because we're in the pockets of big pharma, that big pharma are paying,
they literally
Pfizer are paying their wages. Now I'd love some wages.
I wish
Pfizer.
Some extra wages.
The reason I think people come to that conclusion though is because it didn't feel like it was fair during them times. Like, lads, you had to be vaccinated to go in and have a meal, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't feel like there was much choice, so that's why I think these people get their back up. And then I just feel like when governments and things like that come on heavy, like to make people make what they call the correct choice, you're going to get a backlash. You know, you're going to get people that are just going to say, "This, there's something not right here."
But there were a lot of, and again, it's a conversation for another day. There were a lot of mistakes made during COVID, and you know, lockdowns, all that stuff. Did we need all that? Who's to say? But it's just the fact that these people are so far down the rabbit hole that they think it's acceptable to troll this family. They firmly believe, obviously looking at their comments, they firmly believe that woman's cancer was brought on by the vaccine.
Yeah.
Now, I know you might be saying that, well, there's a possibility, but Gareth doesn't believe it's a possibility. People have been getting cancer for years and years and years before the vaccine. So why do they think it's acceptable to do that?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not acceptable to be putting things on people's pages like that. But like going back to that first thing, I think that there is a reaction, not from vaccines, I'm not talking about that, a reaction to what went on a couple of years ago. I think people are angry. I think people are frustrated. They didn't get to talk. They felt like they were forced. And we there's people out there, we genuinely live in different realities and have different perceptions on what's happening. And I wrote that on that comment as well. I said, people will literally see someone drop dead on a field and say, well, that lad was vaccinated 3 days ago. I'm just saying, and they're going to say, okay, that's what caused it. Another lad's going to say, well, it's nothing to do with the vaccine. People are dropping dead the whole time. But you should be allowed to have them opinions. And do you know what I mean? Now, make your own choice in the end, really. You want to get something, whether you believe it's for your family, but there has to be a choice. That thing went on years ago. There was no choice there. There wasn't. It was a roundabout. It was pretty much, I'm not going to say forced. It wasn't forced, but it was done in a way where you had little or no choice.
Ah, but you did. Well, you had a choice. You didn't take it. Why did you not take it, by the way?
Yeah, but okay. I just made up my mind earlier on that no, this wasn't for me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And look, I'll be honest with you. And I said it to everyone that was around me. I said, this is my opinion. I never once was rude to anyone, but I was hated for not taking that or going along with any of that stuff. That's the way I'd go as far as that to say in college, everywhere, you know? No. It was a real thing of like just complete pressure. People wanted to isolate you from society for not taking this.
I know, it did become a them versus us situation. situation. Come here. Listen,
yeah, exactly.
If you didn't want it, that's your body, your choice. I would not judge you for not taking the vaccine. Would you, Katie? That was it. That was his choice.
Not at all.
That you, and I said that from day one, despite people thinking that we were pushing the vaccine. That is completely your choice. Whether or not you wanted to take the vaccine or not. I do agree that we need to have a healthy debate about it, but you cannot debate healthy stuff with nut jobs. And some of these people, not everybody, like I wouldn't class you as a nut job. You didn't take the vaccine. That's your own choice. You said your father had a bad reaction to it. I believe you. I've no reason not to believe you, do you? But some of these people are just so far down that rabbit hole, you cannot talk sense to them. Like turbo cancer. What the hell is turbo cancer?
Yeah, well, to be honest now, when I hear someone or write something like that on a person's page, I don't even think it's to do with a rabbit hole or anything like that. I think that's just where that person is at in life themselves. They're obviously not well, you know what I mean? Now, I don't know whether you can say that that's to do with anti-vax anything. I genuinely believe that's an individual thing. If that lad had the opposite thing and he was talking about transgenderism, like, I can't label that whole argument just to that person writing on a post, you know. I think that that's a real individual thing as well, and where a person is at.
But do these people ever turn around and think, oh my God, that's going to be hurtful to Gareth and his family?
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're so caught up in their own agendas, that's the truth, is that they don't care.
Yeah, and it's the internet, you know. It's the internet as well. That, when you bring on two people, like, I have friends that went in, got a vaccine, they have completely different political views to me, everything. And friends, no problem, go to work, chat, have a laugh, respectable, go back to your family, do your own thing, you know. But I don't call them anything, you know. They don't call me anything.
But what is, let me ask, thanks for your call there. What's the agenda, Kate? You were saying that they have what is their agenda?
Their agenda is to push this thing that...
So say all these people that trolled Gareth. What's their agenda? What do you think their agenda is?
I think they're anti-government, anti-vax, anti-everything. And I think they just... Now, look, to be honest with you, I got the vaccine. I got it for the wrong reasons. I got it so I could go into restaurants and pubs and stuff.
I was about to say, wasn't you going on holidays? You don't even go on holidays.
I'm sure you couldn't go on holidays.
No, you couldn't.
But I got it for... Do I regret getting it myself? Yeah.
Why do you regret? How's it changed your life?
I don't know. It's just, the vaccine came out very quickly after the pandemic, you know,
That vaccine was constantly being,
they've
been working on coronavirus vaccines for years.
But my thing is that, you know, long term, you don't know the effects because the vaccine wasn't finalized before it was, do you know what I mean? They pushed on with it.
Well, yeah,
get it out quick. And that's the truth, they did. And my concerns would be, you know, the long-term effects. Like we have the story of the thalidomide.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a drug that was given to women to sort morning sickness and pregnancy. And look, babies were born without limbs.
No, listen.
They were born deformed. And that was because they didn't know the long-term implications of giving women this medication.
But I watched a documentary. Dave, I know you're on hold. I'll come to you in a second. I watched a documentary on YouTube there a few weeks ago about when microwave ovens first came out.
Oh.
And there was a huge conspiracy theory about microwave ovens.
Ah, stop.
And people, and people were saying that, so I don't know when the microwave...
Now, microwave ovens aren't good for you. Not to be using the whole time. Now, they're not people, radiation and all that.
But these people are saying we're going to grow extra ears and all that for... Never heat your food with a microwave oven. They were going to say in 40 years' time we're going to have side effects. There was no side effects to microwave ovens that we know of. So you're always going to have these people. Let me play this message from Sean. Hey, Sean.
I agree with what Jeremy's saying. And
she's everybody agreeing with me today. Thanks, Sean.
Condolences to Gareth, but he's some lad. But some of the comments should be taken down because they were just like, they're very disrespectful, all this shit about turbo cancer. Like, it doesn't exist. And they're all hearing this from these stupid doctors on YouTube. And it's not even the comments that should be taken down. It's the people spreading false news saying turbo cancer exists. That's the stupid part. And the fact you're using a dead person to push your agenda, the disrespect these people have. And they won't come on. And I know they won't come on because as soon as we ask for evidence, they'll name a YouTube doctor and everyone will have all the news articles. There's news articles saying these are false. There's news articles saying that none of it's true. And the disrespect these people have is fucking stupid, and shame on them.
I think that's a very powerful message.
I still think to this day it's crazy how many parents got their kids vaccinated against it. You know, I still think that's just bizarre.
It was their own choice.
Because at the time, the research even said that kids weren't getting that sick. And if you look at the statistics, you know, very few children thankfully, however, died. Sadly, it was kids who were immunocompromised or had other issues, which is awful. But kids who were healthy and otherwise strong, like, there was no deaths there. There was no need to go sticking shit. I didn't get my kids vaccinated. Now, I don't know if they went as young as that with the vaccine, but even still, I just couldn't understand parents vaccinating their children.
Okay, everybody has their own reasons. Back in a second.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Here's Darren. This is going to be interesting. Is he angry today? Let's find out.
Jeremy, you were literally slamming people for saying that, calling people conspiracy theorists for saying that the whole COVID came out of a lab. And now it turns out that that was true. Same with everything from COVID.
Nothing's true. Oh, yeah, COVID. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah,
it's not COVID, it's COVID. Dave, I'm sorry for keeping you for so long. What do you want to say on this?
That's correct. Sorry, when I said in my voice earlier on, I didn't realise that this was targeting an actual person. I thought it was just talking to fucking idiots on fucking Twitter or something.
No, we wouldn't have. We probably wouldn't have even touched it had it not been that. But this man is a listener to the podcast for 4 years. He lives in Bray, and you'll probably touch on this yourself in a moment. But knowing what he has gone through, he just had to highlight this because Facebook wouldn't take down the comments. They literally wouldn't take down the comments.
That's fucking disgraceful. I mean, this isn't a free speech debate, because here's the thing.
I don't think it is.
Facebook is a private company that has, like, its own terms of service. And these kinds of comments are actually breaking Facebook's terms of service, because it's targeted harassment at somebody. You know, and it's not a protected person. It's not none of this shit. You are targeting the person for, you know, and you're upsetting them intentionally. That is straight up breaking their terms of service.
But the problem is, Katie was saying she doesn't believe these people think that they are hurting, do they? They probably don't realize they're hurting.
But people seem to think that, like, this is a new phenomenon, people like this. People like this have always existed. Just unfortunately now, the internet has given head cases a chance to network with each other. Like, they're very, very weak-willed and weak-brained people, because they're not willing to have their beliefs challenged. So instead of actually doing the hard work, because people don't understand the scientific methods. They seem to think the scientists just say something and it's true. They don't understand double-blind studies. They don't understand peer-reviewed studies. They don't understand that if you make a claim or if you want to put something out into the world, there has to be empirical evidence that passes so many stringent tests before it's allowed out. People seem to think some fucking Dr. Frankenstein-looking cunt mixed up a thing in a fucking test tube and said, we're just going to give this to millions of people.
That's Darren, by the way. That's our friend Darren, who was just on there a second.
Oh, yeah, this whole COVID came from a lab thing. There's no definitive evidence. There is some strong possible evidence, but there's no definitive evidence. But see, again, people don't want to have their views challenged. So instead of putting a hand up, because, like, well, let's all agree here. It's very tough to put your hand up and maybe, do you know what? I was wrong. So what they do is they find their own little tribes, their own little corner of the internet, where everything that they believe is backed up by everybody, by pseudoscience, a lot of these, like, groups and stuff that are, like, anti-vax. They're usually just trying to sell you health supplements or something like that. You know, the amount of money that's being made from these people is obscene. And look, I've been kind of in the same place as Garrett, whereas people have said to me, oh, did Michelle get the vaccination? And I looked at him and I knew immediately where it was going to go. And I was like, don't you even fucking dare go down that road.
Just for background on that, Dave, in case people may not be aware, Dave lost his partner. Was that 2 years ago now, or my timing is...
2 years ago, March just gone.
Wow, 2 years.
I can't believe she's gone 2 years, Dave. I remember speaking to you after she had passed.
And you lost your wife to cancer.
Friday, oh my God.
How are your boys doing?
Boys are all right. Yeah. The youngest fella is giving me a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And to be fair, my oldest lad, if I didn't have him there, I'd have probably fucking taken a short walk off a high gear by now.
Well, that's why kids.
She's in them, you know.
But Dave, let me ask you. Just wanted to ask before I forget to ask this question. You lost your wife towards the tail end of COVID, and you lost her to cancer. And don't tell me people actually asked you that question, whether or not she was vaccinated.
No, you see, the kind of one or two people, a couple of people I know, kind of tentatively were going to say, did she get the vaccine? No, she didn't ever got vaccinated because at the time, they thought there might have been a link between blood clot disorders and the vaccine. So she was pregnant and she was just erred on the side of caution and said no, because during COVID we lost the baby, so we didn't want to go through that again. Maybe it was to do with blood clotting. So no, they've tried it, but I know myself when it's going to go down that road, so I'd immediately just shut it down. I wouldn't even give them the time of day to say, well, actually, no, she didn't. I'd just be like, listen, this could end in a fucking punch-up, so shut your fucking mouth.
And you would be 100% right. Like, the cheek. And were these people that knew you, or was it on social media?
Oh, no, these are people that knew me. You see, a lot of these people, they're gone so far down the rabbit hole that they have this, air of superiority about them. And listen, I was into the whole conspiracy theory thing years ago when I was in my early 20s, and I understand myself the mindset of these people. I understand they seem to think that they know something that the rest of us don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they've
exactly.
been imparted with some bit of knowledge that the rest of the sheeple in humanity don't know, and they're awakened and they're enlightened. So, you know, you need to go and do your research when half of these fuckers wouldn't even know how to tell you how to conduct the scientific study.
Yeah, they didn't even study science. They didn't even do the Leaving Cert science yet because they saw these videos. As I said, people were sending this link to this video of this YouTube doctor who was talking about turbo cancer and all
some
that.
Some guy in his mom's basement.
Yeah, and because people see this video, they think it's truth. They literally think it's truth.
Lads, if I had walked into Michelle's oncologist and said, hey, does she have turbo cancer? He'd have looked at me as if I was a fucking moron.
Well, you would have been a fucking moron. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, they don't talk in terms, I've heard people say super cancer is a thing. And this is the gas thing about it, right? A lot of these people I know, they have no qualms about banging coke up their nose on the weekend.
Or Ozempic. Ozempic as well. They're all taking Ozempic now.
Drink alcohol. Cancer rates have gone up, but also the amount of processed foods we eat has gone up. There's more of a correlation between cancer rates going up and microplastics in our blood system and in our bodies than there are vaccinations.
Okay, Dave, can you do me a favor? Because Gareth is listening at the moment and very upset with the comments on Facebook from all the, none of them who would come on and say it to his face. No. Okay, have you any advice to pass on to Gareth? Because he's obviously going through what you went through. What advice would you give to him?
Honestly, I'd say fucking, if you have a circle of people that are looking after you, lean into them hard. Try to stay away from social media. I took a break from social media afterwards because social media is just as good for the brain on a good day anyway. But what I would advise them to do, and this is something I would do, I'm not saying choose violence, but if you could find out where these people live or where they would be, put them on the spot. Walk up with your phone in a public place, record them. Yeah. Read out their comments to their face and see if they still have the fucking balls to say to your face what they say to you on social media.
Or the intelligence to back up their claim, which of course they wouldn't have.
I would. I'd find out where they work and I'd turn up to their workplace and say, jeez, hey, you said such and such a, in the comment section, my dead wife... after my wife died. Do you want to say it to my face now? 100%, I do it.
Fair play to you, Dave. Thank you very much, and thanks for sharing that story. It was actually, you would know who this person is. Do you know who Gary Neville is?
Yes.
Yeah, so the football pundit used to play for United. Yes. Love Gary Neville. And Gary Neville was doing an interview a couple of years ago, and he said, he was talking about the difference between social media and real life, and he says, some of the comments that are said about me on social media are horrific. When I used to play for United and I'd have a bad game, I'd go onto social media and people would be saying all sorts of wishing family members dead and all that. And he said, you know what? I walk around Manchester, he says, nearly every day, and not once has anybody
said it to his
face. The same with us. In all my years,
nobody's ever come up and actually said, Dixon, you're a prick, I'm going to kill
you. I don't have a problem if someone does that. I say things that are probably people aren't going to agree with. That's why the podcast is called Opinions Matter. But only on two occasions
has anyone ever said
to me. Once was a girl who slapped me across the face.
Oh, right, okay.
And
good woman.
No, she asked me for us, could she? And I said, yeah, go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, right, okay. That's good. It was a consensual smack.
Yeah, it was a consensual okay. smack. And she did it for a video because I was slagging off women getting married and showing their tattoos on their arms. And she came in one night to one of my gigs and she had tattoos on her arms. And she says, how fucking dare you? No, she was half joking. But anyway, she gave me a slap.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't think you do. Anyway,
have I not met this person?
No, you haven't. No, okay. No, you haven't. Anyway, no, it's not her. She wouldn't give you a slap, no.
No, okay.
She loves everybody.
Yeah.
And then the other one was about me giving about Cherry Orchard, and it was some fella from Cherry Orchard abusing me. But other than that, and Adrian had it twice. He had it, some scumbag of a prisoner in Mount Joy grabbing him by the throat at a gig. And then there was another instance of a famous sister.
Oh.
That's all I can say.
I know.
That's all I can say. A famous sister.
Why? Why is it? Why can't you
That's
just
all we
say?
Can say. Just a famous sister.
Why?
Had a run-in with Adrian. Because he's not here. Let him tell the story himself.
Is it?
But the point I'm trying to... Yeah. What's that? We talk about that
you know
another
what
time.
You know what that
I
is.
I actually don't. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, and Gary Neville's trying to make, if people actually spoke to each other face-to-face the way they do on social media, there'd be bloody killings in the streets every day.
Yeah.
So just, and I don't know if that answers your question and eases your pain, Gareth, but these people are just brain dead morons. They won't have the balls to say it to your face.
Never.
They will never, because they cannot back up their stupidity. All they'll say is, do your research, and they'll send you links. You just need to, as Dave said, great advice from Dave, get yourself off social media. Grieve with your family. Grieve for the loss of your wife. Surround yourself with people who will be positive, and fuck the dopes.
Yeah. Well literally. Said, Jeremy. I like your rant today. It's good. It's a good rant. It's a good rant today. Sometimes you go off and when you tend to, you know, go in different spiels and not make any sense, but today you're on point. I'll give it to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, thank you for listening to this very heated Opinions Matter, and hope you enjoyed, well, enjoyed is probably the wrong word, but I hope you found it informative. And just remember, don't waste your time. My kids often say that to me if I'm at home in the evening and I'm arguing with some gobshite online.
Well, you're wasting your time. Yeah, your kids have more sense than you.
They literally say that. My son and my daughter, and one of my daughters will literally say to me, Dad, what are you doing? I say, I'm arguing with Johnny Big Balls or Johnny No Nuts. And they go, well, Dad, just put your phone down and come and play with us. Yeah. Just so many people waste so much time arguing with morons online. And where will
like
it get
yourself.
You? And where will it get
Nowhere.
You?
Nowhere. You're
the
never going to win against an idiot.
And here's the thing, Gareth. If you, these people who firmly believe in their head that your wife got turbo cancer from the vaccine, they firmly believe that. Nothing will ever convince them. Even if you lined up 100 doctors and they all said no, these people would still claim they're on the payroll. So nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing will convince these people otherwise. So you can do two things here. You can spend your whole life literally trying to convince them otherwise, or you can literally say, two fingers, fuck
Ignore
them.
Ignore them,
You can literally say, fuck them. I'm not going to be able to change their mind. There's just certain things that
you...
You
are really on one today. Holy moly.
I need a drink.
Yes, you do. My ears are genuinely hurting listening to you, Rand. Are you done?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock somewhere, so I think I'll have a drink. Thank you very much for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if there's a topic you want brought up, like Gareth brought up with us, our phone line is open 24/7. It never shuts. In fact, Katie will have the phone with her under her pillow tonight.
Yeah, I will do.
The things that phone will see. The number is, in case you don't know, the number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. If you want something brought up on the show this week, we will try and get around to it. And again, Gareth, we're on your side, and look after yourself. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.